This is take two in Pendleton interviewing Mrs. Cornelia Alexander on January 31st, 1990. Mrs. Alexander, we were talking about camp meetings yesterday, and you just told me that your father didn't take you to camp meetings. Is that right?
That's right.
So how did you go to camp meetings then?
I didn't learn about the camp meetings until we moved here to Pendleton. I was in my teens when I learned about the camp meeting. Then we would go once a year. I believe it was the first Sunday in October. And from that day, from that year forward, every year we would plan to go to those camp meetings. The church was in the heart of Pendleton. Mm-hmm. The name of the street is Main Street, I believe, now. And the church was there, and the town was running over with people from everywhere. It began on a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It ended Sunday evening, and everybody went home to their different places. Then the next year, the same thing happened. Those camp meetings, they had camp meetings, and we would go to everyone. They would have plenty to eat, had tables selling food. Those that didn't have food with them, they could buy it right there on the grounds. And they had different ministers to bring the message in the morning and then at noontime and at night. And people would meet their relatives and friends they hadn't seen for that whole year. And they called it a camp meeting.
What did you do at a camp meeting besides listening to the message? Did you do any singing?
Oh, yes, singing. I remember there was a man from Anderson. I can't think of his name. He had a choir. And he could really sing, and those people that he had on that choir was very well trained. We would go sometimes just to hear his choir. And other people would sing too. And those people would get happy, and they had a good time because they hadn't seen each other for a whole year.
What did you like best about the camp meetings that you can remember?
Well, I would meet friends, new friends. And I was quite young, and we liked to go to and buy food, and we had a good time eating together. And at the last, when almost time for them to move the camp meeting, it almost turned into a circus.
Oh my.
People was there selling balloons and little walking canes, taking pictures, and doing most everything that you would do at a carnival. So after that, they didn't have any more camp meetings, not there. They moved that church and built a new one on the highway. The name of the highway is Mechanic Street. So the new church is there now. Mm-hmm. They have the camp meetings every year, but not like they did when it was up, when it was in the heart of the town.
When it was in the heart of the town, what was the name of the church? Do you remember?
It was the United Methodist. It was the Methodist Church. They have changed the name to United now.
Right.
United. We just called it the M.E. Methodist Church.
And that was not the United. That was not the Methodist Church you belonged to.
No.
The A.M.E.
Yes. Mine is the A.M.E.
Did the people who stayed overnight ever camp near the church, or did they stay with people if they
Would live with their friends and relatives. A lot of them had relatives here too, and they would live there. And some of them would camp out. They had the little tents, and they would camp around in the town. It's a man here by the name of Ben Keyes at that time. Some of them would pitch their little camps around his little shop. He had a shop, a little storefront. And a lot of them would live around there when they were here. And other than that, the rest of them lived with friends and relatives.
Do you have a favorite memory about camp that you could share with us? Anything that you especially remember or like?
During that camp meeting?
Yeah. Anything that happened special?
Yes, so plenty of things happened. It wouldn't be so pleasant to listen to.
Oh.
But anyway... Anyway, they carried on every year, and everybody looked forward to it. But it was a big day in Pendleton.
Sounds like it.
Yes, it was.
Did you attend any singing conventions when you were young?
Yes. We had a choir, our church did, and we had a director, we had a pianist, and we were trained to sing.
Uh-huh.
And it was very, very good. TVs wasn't in then. They had radios. You would listen to music over the radio.
Mm-hmm.
So they said we were so good, they put us on the air. We went to Anderson out there at that college. I believe it's the girls' college or whatever it is. Anyway, that's where we first broadcast.
Uh-huh.
Over the radio. Was no TVs then. We were so famous.
Was this after you were grown?
Yes, uh-huh. I was grown then.
Uh-huh.
In my 30s, I believe.
Okay.
And other groups, I never heard any other groups on the radio. But anyway, they had them in their churches. We would go to hear them sing,
mm-hmm.
and we would sing too.
Mm-hmm.
And they always compared our singing with others. They always said we were the best.
Did you all win some of the singing conventions then?
It wasn't exactly a winning contest or nothing, but they just went by the music and how we sang, and it was so good. And everybody said we were the best.
The word was that you were very
good.
Yes,
yes, they did. Told us
that. How often did you go to these singing conventions? Were they once a year?
I think it was once a month. No, we went every fifth Sunday, I believe.
Oh.
If there was a fifth Sunday in a month, we went on that Sunday.
I see.
We had the conventions, like go to different churches, and we would sing, and other choirs would be there to sing. That was a big day, too.
I imagine it was.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have a favorite song that you all sang? What were some of the songs you sang, and any favorites?
All of them is my favorite. In our choir, I would always be the lead. I would sing high soprano, and I would lead most of the songs. And other than that, we had all voices, bass, tenor, lead, high soprano, second soprano. But they always gave me the high soprano part and the leading part in these songs and singing.
We have a good, strong speaking voice, so I imagine your singing voice is pretty, too. But did you all sing gospel?
We sang everything. We sang gospels and anthems. That was our best bet with those anthems. Everybody liked to hear them. Lift up your heads, oh, ye boys. Even lift them up, ye everlasting boys. Let the King of Glory shall come in. The King of Glory shall come in. Who is the King of Glory? Then the other voices would come in too.
That was beautiful, Ms. Alexander. It was just lovely. Can you sing anything else?
Well, I don't know them by heart, and I can't see now how to read music and read the words, and I've forgotten the most of them.
Well, you've done it. That was just lovely. I enjoyed that. Did you ever attend any kind of singing school when you were little?
No.
You didn't?
You learned it all. And I used to take music,
uh-huh.
but I never learned to play. I told this lady I just wanted to learn the notes, how to sing.
Right.
And then after that, I was on this choir in my church. I was put on the choir in my early age. And I was still taking music so I could sing by the notes. And I think I learned it very well.
Oh, it sounds like.
Uh-huh. But I never learned to play.
Mm-hmm. Mm-mm. Just learned the notes to sing.
Yes, just to sing. And I sang on the choir as long as I was able.
Can you remember any of the choir leaders' names?
Yes. Our best leader was a lady by the name of Miss Rebecca Winston Thompson. She married my first cousin, Henry Thompson. She was our choir leader. And the musicians were Mrs. Lenora Goldman. She was our principal's wife, Principal Goldman. And our other musician was Daphne Williams. She was my second cousin. And we had another musician, too, Miss A.R. Moss. So Miss Moss is still living, but those other two women has passed on.
The one that you mentioned that was married to Henry, isn't Henry the one that had the unfortunate accident and died?
No, that was his uncle.
Oh, that was Uncle Henry.
Yeah, Uncle Henry.
Uncle Henry died.
You remember well. That was my father's brother. Probably he was named from him.
Oh, that's right. That was your father's brother.
Yeah, that killed on the
That was Uncle Henry.
Uncle Henry.
Right. I'm sorry. I got that's a little mixed right. up. In your church, were there any other kinds of groups? I'm speaking about in your younger days, up to your teen years. Like women's groups or men's groups or youth groups?
Well, we have that now. Men club.
You have it now, but when you were small, did you have anything like that?
What I remember most when I was small, we had we went to Sunday school in the morning, and in the afternoon around 6 o'clock, 5 or 6 o'clock, we had another organization by the name of the ACE League.
Oh, what did the ACE stand for?
African, what is it?
African Christian Education?
It sounds just like that. I had a little book here with the name of it in it and with all the activities, but I don't know where it is now.
Well, ACE sounds like it might be African Christian Education, but we're taking a guess here.
That's right. It could be that. ACE League. And if we would finish before the people at the Baptist church finish, we would go there. And if they finished before we did, they would come to our church, and we would go along together. The Baptist organization was the BYPU.
What was BYPU?
The Baptist I know is for Baptists.
Young People Union.
Young People, BYP, People
Union.
Union, that's just about what it means.
I bet so, anyway. I'm just guessing again.
Yes, but I believe it's a true guess.
Were there any occasions when you were small that black and white people came together to worship that you can recall?
I don't remember them ever coming together to worship.
Okay.
Not when in my younger days.
Mm-hmm.
But some of them would visit you, though. They would come to your house and visit and bring their little children, and we would play together. Yes. The people that my father and mother knew so well, and grandparents.
You would actually, they would socialize and you would play with the children.
Yes, yes.
They would visit back and forth.
Yes.
Oh,
but
that's
we never went to worship together.
Do you remember any of those friends' names? Any of the white people's names that they were especially friendly with?
Well, I'll have to think. I can't think of these things right off the bat.
Well, if you think of it, let me know later.
Yes, I sure will.
Where did you go to school when you were a child?
Right here in Pendleton.
And what was the name of the school?
I tell you, it had no name, just a schoolhouse.
Just schoolhouse?
After so long, the Rosenwall. Do you remember the Rosenwall? Big schools for people, white and black.
I've heard the name since I started doing these interviews.
Well, that was the first school we had with a name.
Mm-hmm.
We had to raise so much money, and the Rosenwall people raised so much. And the first school we built, that was the name of it. Rosenwall. Pendleton School, I believe.
Now, your very first school you went to, you said it didn't have a name.
No,
was it a one-room schoolhouse?
No, it had always had two rooms.
Had two rooms?
Yeah, two rooms.
Tell me about the two rooms.
They had the primary teacher. They had two teachers.
Two teachers.
One taught the primary classes. Well, it's from first, second, third, I believe, and fourth grade. And the other grades were fifth, sixth, seventh, and eighth. We didn't go no higher than the eighth grade. We finished. When you finished eighth grade, you finished high school, ready for college.
Oh, I see.
So we had two teachers, one for the primary and one for the advanced students. But now they have added more grades. They go to the 12th now.
Right.
Before you finish.
So you went, you stayed in that school to about what age? Eighth grade, you said?
Yeah, eighth grade.
Eighth grade.
I was around 17 years old, I believe, then.
When you finished that
school. When I finished high school. Ready for college.
Ready for college. Now, before we get on to college, tell me this. When did the school get the name of Rosenwall Pendleton? When you were still in school or
yes,
later?
Yes, when I was still in school.
And it was another building then?
They built a new building. No, they had to build a building.
They had to build it. And what was that building like? Was that larger?
That's right. Oh, yes, much larger. It was a two-story building then. Had auditorium upstairs, and the classrooms were downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
Had four classrooms. They had four teachers then.
Oh, they doubled it.
Oh, yes. We was advancing then, highly.
That's great. Can you name can you name the two teachers that were in the first building you were in?
Yeah, the first building I was in was Miss Rena Jones Clark.
Was she black?
Yes, she was.
And the other teacher was, too?
All of them were.
And what was her name? All of them were. What
well,
were
the other one was Mrs. Mamie Winston.
What's her last name?
So she had Hill Crawford.
My goodness.
She had two husbands.
Oh, I see. So those were the two teachers. Now, what about
and
the teachers
the other
in the
is
new school?
Four. That's two.
Okay.
And the other one was named Miss Rebecca Milliner Reese.
Good.
That was a maiden name, Milliner. The next one was Mrs. Cora Brown Grove Reed.
Wow, I can't believe you can remember all those names.
See, the husbands died and they married again.
Yeah, yeah, that's wonderful.
Yes.
So they were the four teachers, and then they taught...
Then they had the...
Did they divide the grades up a little differently
yes,
then?
Yes, they sure did.
How did they do it then?
One didn't have too many, I think, first, second, third, and fourth, fifth, and sixth, yes, seven and eight.
Just, but still only up to eighth grade again.
That's all, only to eighth grade.
All right, now what were some of the kinds of subjects that they taught?
Well, just ordinary, just like they do now in the books, the primary book and the little advanced and little advanced, just about like
reading, writing, arithmetic.
Yeah, reading, writing, arithmetic, and history.
And some geography.
Geography, that's right.
How long was the school term? What time of year did you go and how long did it last?
I'm trying to think, when did it open? We didn't have too many months. Well, most everybody was farming, see. And they had to wait a little later.
Right.
To open the schools.
Right.
And they closed, seemed like, a little earlier, too. I can't remember too well. But anyway...
Later in the fall and maybe earlier in the spring?
In the spring.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Is when they closed?
Yes. We didn't have too many months. So. And you know, we had a little summer school, too, then.
Oh, so then you would go a little bit in the summer.
Yeah,
so
that's
got
right.
For it.
After they lay by the crops, you see.
Maybe, what, about a month, maybe, or something like that?
Yeah,
summer?
Something like that, a month or two.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, it could even be 2 months.
Made up, yes, we
oh,
made
I
up.
Oh, I see. How about, how long was each school day? What time did you start in the morning? What time
well,
did you
Well, we would go kind of early, around 8 o'clock. Around 3 o'clock of even afternoon.
Oh, so you had a pretty long school day.
Mm-hmm, yeah, pretty long.
What about, did you have a break for lunchtime?
Oh, yes, they had lunch.
Did you bring your own lunch?
That's the only way we got it. We carried it.
What kind of lunches did
they
you bring?
They weren't serving lunch. Oh, that's what we had at home. And most people would make blackberry jam. We carried biscuits with jam and butter. And some of them would have milk. And what else did they carry? Boiled eggs. Things like that. They made little sandwiches, butter and bread.
What'd you carry it in? Did you have a little
we
lunch
had a little
pail?
Lunch, yeah, a little lunch thing we would carry our lunch in,
little tin pail.
You know these little, you may never have seen one, little buckets.
Yeah.
Little tin buckets. Most of them had those little things, a little handle.
With a little handle, right.
Yes, and they carried their lunch to school and that.
Mm-hmm. Did,
at lunchtime, everyone would sit down and eat their lunch together. The sisters and brothers, they would gather together and they'd eat like that.
Mm-hmm. You say you usually sat with family is quite a bit.
Yeah, there. We would get together each family and eat their lunches.
Then when you played, did boys play with the boys and girls play with the girls?
Girls and boys played separate. They didn't play together.
Uh-huh. And what kinds of games did you play at school?
Well, as far as I can remember, they played ball. That was the biggest game they had, and the girls played so many little crazy games.
Can you remember
like,
any of them or any of the little songs that go with them?
Like, let's play mama, things like that. And one would be the mama. Then the children would play and make out like they are fighting. And this teacher, this playing teacher, would have a switch. She'd come and whip us and things like that. And a plenty of old songs. We used to sing Buckle Up Horses and Big White House and Swanee. I don't know what they meant. Something to have fun, that's all.
Can you remember any of the words to Big White House and Swanee?
Big White House and Swanee, da-da diddle em did. Oh, my God.
Bringing back some memories,
yeah.
Right?
Buckle up horses, so Mr. Brown, buckle up horses. See, we would catch hands, and they would go around in a circle.
Yes, ma'am.
Just like a horses would do.
Uh-huh.
And we would sing a song, buckle up horses, so Mr. Brown. I don't know where that came in. So Mr. Brown, so Mr. Brown. Well, they do that so many times, and they would quit. Then another one they would play, Dropping Handkerchief. They had a song, too, about this blind man. We made a circle. They put a person in the center of the ring.
Right.
And they say, blind man, you can't see. Fly east, fly west, as quick as you can. Blind man, you can't try and catch me. I just remember that song. And this blind person would feel all around. He'd feel one, feel all over his head and everything, trying to guess who it is.
I see.
That was very interesting, that game was. And if he never guessed, he would have to pay our little token, take something off him, a pin or a tie or something like that, and we'd take it from him.
Oh.
And he had to do something to get that back. You dance, sing a song or something. He had to do something before he could redeem his a little honor he took from him. We took from him.
I see.
Oh, there were so many different things we used to play. I can't think of half of it.
Oh, that's fun, though. It sounds like you had a good time. Did you live very far from the school?
I live where I live now, and the school was not too far from here. You know where the traffic light?
Right where I turn?
Uh-huh, just about the same distance from here to that traffic light.
This is 324 Queen Street, yeah. And then you would turn right mm-hmm. at that traffic light.
Traffic light, and we would turn to the left. Our school was over there to the left.
Oh, the school was to the left.
Uh-huh. But when we built the new one, it was right here at us, right down here. You saw that building right
yes,
down the
I
street
did.
Here.
Yeah, right.
That was where they built the Rolling Wall School.
So you, when that one was built, you were even closer.
Yes, closer, right here.
Just across the street.
Yes.
Really.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I saw the boys playing ball down there.
Yes, they play there all the time. But when I first started school, it wasn't here. It was over across the creek. We was living over there after we moved from the Oak Grove community. We moved over there.
And that's
the first time I started school when we were living over there.
And what
eight,
school was that?
7 years old. The same old school down there with the two rooms mm-hmm. up here.
Yeah. Was it the same size? It was a two-room school, has to?
Didn't have two rooms and two teachers. Then.
Right. But I'm talking about that first school you said that was across the... I'm a little confused. Did you go to another school before you went to the one that you just pointed out?
Mm-mm.
No.
That was my first school.
That was your first school. Okay.
With the two rooms.
All right. You told me who the teachers were. Where did they live? Did they live at home or did they board with people?
No, they all lived right here in Pendleton.
Well, they were Pendleton people.
Yeah, Pendleton teachers.
Did you know if they had training? Did they go to
yes,
school?
Yes, they went to Allen University down in Columbia. And where else? That's really the only college that's around here. That college has been there a long, long time. And I don't know where they went to school before they went to college. They had little schools around here
mm-hmm.
they went to, but the teachers were men. I didn't know any women teachers they had were men teachers. And those teachers was a minister. That was the only people could teach school that knew enough to teach was the ministers. So they taught school.
This was before the women were
yeah,
trained to.
They taught those old women that are named just now.
Mm-hmm.
And
so the women that you had teach you were actually taught by ministers years ago.
Yes, most ministers, and they still had ministers teachers after they enlarged the school here. Well, they had a man principal then. See, this later, Miss Rena was a principal all back there. They had women.
Oh.
But after so long, when they built this Rosenwald School, all the years and years after, they changed that Rosenwald School to Anderson County Training School, you know.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, that's when they got a man to teach.
I see.
Mm-hmm. The principal, then they had men teachers. They had several teachers then.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. Because they built more onto that. So the first school had four teachers, classrooms.
Mm-hmm.
But after that, they built more onto it, and they had several teachers then. And they changed the name to Anderson County Training School. Because they had a home economic teacher. And they had a man to train the boys. They had a shop out there, they call it the Y shop, the YMCA, and they taught boys how to do a lot of things, mechanic and other things, too.
Do you know when they changed the name from the Rosenwald to the...
To
the
Anderson County?
Was that when you were grown?
Yes, when I was in a higher grade.
Oh, did that happen right when you were still in school?
Yeah, I was still in school then.
Oh.
Almost ready to finish. And I don't know the year they changed that school.
But it was when you were still in school, so it'd be before 1920 then.
Yes. Well, where could I have been?
Where did your parents attend school, or did they?
I don't know where they attend, but they must attend somewhere, because my father had the most beautiful handwriting. I'm going to tell you about this carpenter business.
Yes, please do.
He was working, waiting on a man. You know how people have somebody to help them. They know the job all right, and they're going to get somebody to help them. He was this man's helper.
I see.
He was a white man.
Mm-hmm.
And he was so good and helping him and so obedient and did things exactly like he told him. They called my father Jimmy. He said, Jim, you sure have got a good head about you by carpenter work. He said, you can do this work as good as I can. My father told me this. He said, I'm going to teach you now how to really be a carpenter. And he did. That man took his pains with my father and taught him. He said, I'm going to teach you how to read lumber, too. He taught him that. That's how my father got out on his own with carpenter.
That's wonderful. What was this man's name?
I can't think. I don't know whether he ever had called his name. It was a white man.
He was a white man.
And my father could do carpenter. It was in him, you see. He was talented. And it didn't take him long to learn. And he did that kind of work from then on. And this man died, I'm pretty sure, because he was a much elder man than my father was. Just a young boy, I guess, working for him. And then after he knew the work so well, my people would call on him to do work, do their work. Well, my father would get somebody to help him too, just like that man did. And this, I never will forget this lady over here, Miss Sue Reed. She wanted him to build her a house. Well, he could read lumber. That man sat down and figured up that lumber. And when he built that house and measured and knew how the size it was to be, he had one plank left. Mm-hmm. I remember him telling us that he figured it down to one plank.
That's one.
Mm-hmm, yes. That man taught him, and my father had a beautiful handwriting. Mm-hmm. And I don't remember him talking anything about school, going to school.
Just my learned from doing. Doing. Mm-hmm. He learned from doing it with this white man.
That's right.
Did he have white customers too, or only black people?
This other man?
No, your father. When your father started
building. Oh, he had more.
He had white customers too. He built houses for
white
people.
That's where he
too.
Had built them for. That's where he got his money from. Most was white, but he did build for color too.
Mm-hmm. That's marvelous.
Yes, yes.
I know
yes.
You're very proud of
him. Oh, yes, yes. They would call on him. When they have something a matter with their house, get Jim Thompson. He'll fix it for you. I'll tell you how it should be. So he had a very bad heart, my father. That's how he died in heart trouble. Mm-hmm. Did so much strenuous work. You see, they didn't have all this electric saws and all like that. He had to do muscle work. Take the little saw and used to bring them here. He had a shop right back in this yard. Sharpen those saws and everything and nailing a nail. He had to get his muscles doing that. They didn't have all this modern thing now they got. He worked very hard.
How old was he when he died?
80 years old.
Oh, but he lived a good long time.
Mm-hmm. Really did.
Did he work pretty close to when he...
No, the doctors warned him, told him, when you get tired and everything, just stop. He said, you cannot go on no job to work continually like people had to do then. He said, you'll have to stop. When your heart began to pound on you, stop. Well, he worked a little while after the doctor told him that. And he would tell the people who he would work for all of that before he began working. They'd say, well, that was all right.
Do you remember what age it was he actually stopped? Was he already...
Let me see, when did he stop working? He was 80 when he died. Must have been in his early 70s.
He worked right up until he was in his 70s.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
That's wonderful.
Yes. He wasn't working when he died at all.
But he worked a long time, it
sounds
like. Yes, he did. And did a good job,
yes,
too.
Yes, he did. That was hard, strenuous work, too.
Do you know anything about your grandparents' schooling? Did they have any?
Well, I don't know where he went to school. They went to school, but...
They went to school,
they
too.
Knew what they did. Now, my grandmother, I told you she was a midwife.
Right.
I don't know where on earth she went to school, but she really knew her work.
That's great.
And she was the best cook. Well, the people would give her that name. She must didn't go to no school, because she couldn't read.
She couldn't read or write.
Mm-mm.
But your father and mother could read
could.
And write.
Yes, yes. But my grandmother, because we used to read the Bible to her. And she was explaining it to us, just like that little 12-year-old girl reading to her daddy.
She would explain to you,
could
too.
Could explain to us. And we spelled this word in the Bible, Malachi. We did not know, and she told us, after we spelled it, she said, that's Malachi. I never forget that.
Just from spelling it.
Yeah,
she
we
knew
spelled
it.
Malachi. We really couldn't half pronounce it. We just spelled it.
And she knew. That's wonderful.
Those old folks had some talent. If they just had a chance... They would have been somewhere in this nursing business to tell me somebody talk about that. They must have had a little nursing school or something back in those days.
Yeah, you said you thought she had gone to done some schooling in Atlanta.
Yes, that's where her home was.
Mm-hmm. How many years did you go to school, Mrs. Alexander?
I went until I was 17.
And did you graduate from school?
Yes, I graduated from 8th grade.
There was a graduation ceremony and everything?
Oh, yes, we had a big to do that night.
Did you wear something special?
Well, if we had it, white dresses, I think that's about all we had to wear. We didn't wear these caps and gowns and all like that.
Right.
They just put us on with white dresses.
Did you have some kind of celebration that night? What did you all do?
I can't think what they did after, but they had the clothes and speaking.
There was a little talk. There were speeches.
Yes, and some man made the principal, somebody made a talk about the graduates, things like that. That's the way they closed it out.
Do you remember how many were in your class that graduated?
Green.
How many in your class?
Oh, let me see. There's a good many of us. I have some of the groups here in the house of my classmates, but not all of them.
Was it over 10 or over 20 in numbers?
No, I don't think that many.
Oh, somewhere between 10 and 15,
yeah,
maybe?
Yeah, something like that. Mm-hmm.
That's a good number.
Yes, it is.
When you graduated, what did you do? What were you able to, what kind of job or...
Afterwards?
After
I finished?
Uh-huh. Did you go into college or did you...
I wanted to go. I tried to go. I went one month and took sick and came home and couldn't go back no more.
Where did you go?
To the same place where my brother, Hampton.
You went to Hampton Institute and couldn't stay?
No, I took sick. I was sick when I went. I don't know why my father sent me there.
Oh.
And I came home, and I got well, and I didn't go back. But my father wasn't able to keep us in college no way. I don't know why we started. And I came back and went to work and helped him in college, helped my brother.
You helped send your brother?
Yes. Yeah.